We are continuing on Shu'urim Binyan Ariel. We are on Daf Kuf Dalit 104, Ot Memtet 49, top of the page. Ike Gluyav Shul Acham Bin Bevichinat Gulgalta Hu Besod Sarot Adikna. We're going to speak about the head of Al-Khampin and about the hairs of his beard. Memtet. Hine. Ika gluya varat Al-Khampin lehashpia atachtoni beatachtoni hu alidei adikna kadisha dile bisod shlosha eschem michilin derachme. Now, when we speak about the different partsufim, we speak about different facets of each partsufim. The main point of hashpa that we receive from Al-Khampin is actually from the Dikna, believe it or not. There are all different aspects of Al-Khampin we can receive from, we do receive from. The most predominant is the one from the beard, the Dikna. Now, what does that represent? That represents the Yud Gimel Michle Derachamim, which would be more familiar to us by saying the Yud Gimel Midat HaRachamim. That is the Kel, Rachum, V'chanun that we speak about we daven every Monday and Thursday. Very powerful tefillah, which arouses Rachmim milimala to give us Shefa. Now, where is that Limala? Some Pshat, we don't really know. In Kabbalah, we know that is the Dikna Da'achampin. Sha'adikna Da'achampin yesh bo gimel, yud gimel tikunim, obivchinat hanhaga. So it is Yud Gimel Tikunim and Bechinat Hanhaga. Arimazim be Yud Gimel Midot Sheamar Moshe Batorah Parshat Kitisa Shmot Lamedalet Vav and Zayin Pasuk Vav and Zayin Kel Rachum VeChanun Erech Habayim Vav Chesed VeMed Notze Chesed Alafim Notze Avon Fafish VeChata VeNake. That's 13 different midot. ואלו הם הצינורות של היוד גימול מיני השפע דארחמפין. That's very important what he's saying over here. That these are צינורות, meaning they are pipes, for the shefa which is inside. Because we know that there is יוד גימול תיקוני דיקנה of Moshe, and יוד תיקוני דיקנה of Micha. Two different great people, Moshe Rabbeinu and Micha. Micha was one of the prophets. And he also recites the different 13 attributes that we recite more famously in Tashlich. We do it every morning as well. And over there, that is actually the pnimiut of the Shefa. And what we're speaking about, the Yud Gimel Midot of Moshe Rabbeinu, that is the Tzinor which carries the internal Tzinor Shefa. And actually, the Mefarshim ask, and how is it that Moshe Rabbeinu is dealing with Moshe Rabbeinu, the great Moshe Rabbeinu? Ein kamo Moshe Rabbeinu, lo kam kemoshe. There is no Navi like Moshe. He was the highest Navi that we have. And nevertheless, he's talking about the exterior part of the Shefa. And Micha, which was a much lower level, much later time, he's speaking about the internal Shefa. So one of the answers is that Moshe Rabbeinu's generation did not need such great Shefa to rise to the occasion. They were dol de'a, they were zekeli ve'anvehu, they were able to see Hashem, prophesize, and therefore all they really needed was a particular type of shefa. Micha's generation was on a lower generation, and that's why other rabbis, they needed a higher shefa. That's why that higher shefa was megala to Micha at that time. Again, so that is the tzinoro, the pipes which carry the internal shefa of Al-Khampin. So that's the hairs we're talking about. Asher ha'or mitzparshem v'pinimuta nirmaz v'yud gimel midot demicha, or he's saying it over here, that yud gimel midot demicha, ha'mushrashi b'mosh kotuv v'micha, and what are this? So he's listing them out for us. Mikel kamocha, that's number one. No se'avon, number two. Over al-pesha, number three. L'shirin nachalato, number four. Lo'ach rizik la'ad po, number five. Ki chafir chetzed hu, number six. Yeshuva achamenu, seven. Yechbershinu avotenu, eight. V'tashli b'mzul l'yam kol chatutam, Ted, Titan Emel Yaakov, Yud, Chesel Avram, Yud Aleph, Asher Nishvat L'Avotenu, Yud Bed, Mime Kedem, Yud Gimel. So those are the Yud Gimel Midot, or Yud Gimel internal Shefa, that is passes through the Tzinorot of Moshe Rabbeinu. of Baal Rampim, but which was machadish by Moshe Rabbeinu, he was able to machadish to us how to access that shefa via the tzinor. Obezoa ubikitve ari zal bi'er mikomam shel kol echad min ayud gimot tikunim. And in the Zohar, particularly in Safnet Snusa, there it tells exactly how to locate the Yud Gimel Midot. We also have it on our Besorah Erez Elokah. We also have it on our actual goof. We have it on our face. We have the Yud Gimel Midot, and that's one of the Isurim Ashchatat Peot. That's why you shouldn't cut your peot. That's why people leave their beards and the peots around around their ears in order to make sure not to cut off those very special points. He's going to go into more detail later on, and this sugya is found in Etz Chaim Shai Yud Gimel Perek Vav. Ot Nun Mikomam Shal Yud Gimel Tikun Dikna Da'arir Ampim Besod Apanim Elyon. Where are they found exactly? So here it goes. Hine Mimkomam Shal Yud Gimel Tikun Dikna Da'pani Da'arir Ampim Emkach. Here, this is where they are found. Tikun Arishon. When you speak of the first tikkun, which is kel, in the case of the Yud Gimel Midot of Moshe Rabbeinu, and mikel kamocha in the case of the Yud Gimel Midot of Micha, what is that? Where is that positioned? Hu asarot zaken shekeneged pitche hanoznayim biyamin usmal. Those are the ones who are faced. That where is that exactly on the face? That is on the sides of the sideburns over there. That's just by the ears. Tikkun Hashenu Rachum or Nose Avon Husarot Asafa Elyon. That's on top of your top lip. Number 3. Tikkun Shlishi Chanun VeOver Pesha Hu Asod Aorchot Apnuya Misarot Shbeemsa Asafa Elyon Keneged HaKotel HaMafsig Ben Tchei Nukvin De Chutma. That is the officially, there is an empty space of hair on your top lip between the two sides of your nose. So just there, where it goes inside. Therefore, that is the number 3. Number 4, the tikkun number 4, which is erech or lesherin achlato, hu sarot shetachat asafa atachton. That's the hair underneath your bottom lip. Atikun HaChamishi, the fifth one was Apayim, Lo Echzik La'adapo, Hu Ha'ochot Shebe'emsa HaSarot Ha'ele Shetachat HaPeh. So also you have a sarot which is directly underneath the peh. That's that row of hair. Directly underneath. Atikun HaShishi, the third, sixth one is Rav Chesed Ki Chafet Chesed Hu, Ki Chafet Chesed Hu, Hu Ha'ochav HaZakan Shal Echaim HaDapeh. That's the sides of your cheek, the hair which is on the sides of your cheek, on both sides, right and left sides. Tikkun Shvi'i, Emet Yeshuv Emet, and according to Micha is Yeshuv Achamenu, Hu Adchei Tapuchim Depanim Da'achampim Pnuyim Esarot. Those are your two cheeks. Shetuatam Agulam Nikva Al Yedei HaZaken HaSovev Al Panim. That's just above the lechayayim, above the cheeks, above the jaw, you have those spaces which are void of hair. Tikkun Shemini, this tikkun is not a chesed or yichbosh avonotenu, hu asarot aruchot she'ad pnei hazaken atzomchot b'shvulot hazaken ומספשדות למטה עד את טיבור ונקרא מזל עליון, כיוון שנוזל כלפי למטה להשפיע.
So the number 8 is a very famous one. It's called Notze Chesed or Yilpo Shavateinu. That's what we call the Mazal Elyon, or the first Mazal. We find there's two Mazalot. And this is on the cheek, and it goes all the way down. That's the long hairs that go all the way down, officially down to the Tibo. Down to your waist. Now, this is called the Mazal. We'll see there's two Mazalot. Shmini and Mazal Yud Gimel, and these are the function of these two special midot is to be mashpia on the tachtonim. Shefa flows all the way down from Arich into Azav v'Nukva and then to the tachtonim. Tikkun Tishi, the ninth tikkun is La'alafim,
These are the shorter hairs which are found. Shem shichva kishba beemseit asarot abluot ben mazal elyon lemazal atachton. These are the shorter hairs which are between the longer hairs in front. We have long hairs in front and long hairs in back. So these are the hairs which are in between. Tikun asirin osavon tachat emed laakov. These are the hairs which are underneath your throat. And these are the ones which are attached to your throat. Tikon 11, the 11th tikon is pesha or echesil avram. Who heyot otam sarot somchot tachad goron kenal shavim baruchah lishpatutam. It's a very in a very similar area as we said beforehand, next to the throat, very small hairs. Tikon shmini. Sorry, this is the 12th one. Vechata'a, or the case of Micha, is Hashem Nishbata Lavotenu, who b'chinat peh, a panoi mukav asaro. So believe it or not, this is the 11th tikkun is the mouth. So when we speak about the digna, lav davka, the digna, also the mouth is also included. That's part of the tikkunim. And finally, the 13th one, Tikkun Shlosha Asar V'Nake. In the case of Mikas, Mimei Kedem. Hu Asarot Aruchot Shel Tzad HaTachton Shel Orech HaZakin Hitzpashti V'Nozil Gam Hu Ad Tivod HaRachapim V'Nikam Mazal HaTachton. These are the longer hairs which are on the back, not seen. When you look at the person, you see the outer hairs, but behind that you have the inner hairs, which are also very long. That is the third one. So as I mentioned, the 8th and number 9 and 13th are critical, especially for the was especially for the kavanot. We use that a lot because we pass shefa from Al-Khampi to Abba Ve'ima, and then Abba Ve'ima will take the shefa which you receive from the mazalot, we call them, which is mazal chet, mazal yugimo, and then passes it on. Hine רוב הספשוט המשפיע ארח אפילו לפרצוף האצילות שתחתיו אין נמשכות למטה על ידי זיווג על תחי מזלין. תראה נות חסד ונעקה שהם תיקון שמיני ו-13 כן נקרא מציאותם לארח אפילו הוא בסוד התקנה קדישה דילה. That's why he prefaced that the eager part of the Al-Khampi that we're interested in is actually his beard, because that's where the shivas are going to go from his paltzuf to the lower paltzufim, and particularly by the two mazalot. Ot nun aleph. So the yud gimel tikkun edikna de Al-Khampin shem yud gimel b'chinot de makifi chochma vekete de Al-Khampin. Hine. Remember, when we spoke about the head of Ar Champin, we spoke about the two Sfirot that are there, not three. We spoke about the Keter, which is the actual Gulgolta, the actual skull, and inside of that you have the Chochma, which is the brain. What happened to Bina? Bina, we said, Yorod the Golan, it went down to the throat. V'hem klulut zu bizu, and each one is included one to the other. Obviously, chokma is inside keter. Chokma klula v'keter. V'gulgolta v'sarot yotze mimenu v'keter klul b'chokma b'panim b'sarot hadikna tzomchot mehem. Oh, so he's saying as follows. Each one is included in the other one. That means Chokhmah is included in Keter, but we'll find also a case where the Keter is included into the Chokhmah. So let's explain. In the case of Chokhmah Klula Beketer, he explains that's the Gulgolta. Begulgolta Vesarat Yotz Mimenu. We find the Chokhmah, obviously the brain, Mokhistima, is inside of Keter. And that includes the Sarot Yotz Mimenu. V'akete klula b'chokma. What's the case of kete inside of chokma? Bipanim, v'sarot adikna. That's a reference to the sarot adikna. Hayotze mimenu. And I think he's going to explain. V'lo olam, kete b'chokma, shebipanim, hem b'chinot orot. When we speak about the external parts, well, the Well, let's see how he explains. Bechinat ha'orot apnimim. Sorry, the internal parts he's explaining. Umi'irim bahem lechutz. It goes from in to out. Besod ha'sarot ad rosh v'azaken. Hem bechinat ha'orot makifim. Kol bechinat mehem. Hem bipnim, hem bechutz. Kululu me'es ha'sfirot pratiyot. And each one has 10 sfirot. באופן שהם 40 ספירות בכתר עם החוכמה כלולה בה או מבפנים ובחוץ ו40 ספירות בחוכמה עם הכתר כלולה בה מבפנים ובחוץ וסך הכל 80 ספירות. So it's like this. We have the פנימיות and we have the חיצוניות. Now, when we speak about the orot coming from in to out, there are 10 orot. There are 10 orot. And also we have vice versa, the lights which are outside and they are inside as well. So it comes out like this. In the Gulgalta, you have what's called the orot pnimim. You have 10 sfirot or pnimim when it comes to the skull. You also have orot makifim, which are attached to the skull. That's 20. Now, mochistima, I'm Gugot, by the way, that's a keten. Mochistima has an opinimi or makif as well. That's 10 and 10, that's 20. So altogether, that makes 40. That's what we call the pinimim. Now, that is what he refers to the chokhma bitoch a keten. Now, what he was referring to by the keter b'toch chokhma is as follows. That's the light which are projected outside now. That's the gulgolta also will have, the lights which are coming out from the gulgolta is 10, that's openimi, and 10 from the open makif, that's 20. When it comes to the mochistima projecting outside now, that's going to be 10 of the openimi, and 10 of the makif, that's 20. That's 40 altogether. So, the pnimi, we have 40 lights, as we said. And the chitzoniut, the lights coming out, we have another 40. So, altogether, we have 80 altogether. Altogether. Hine. So, the dikna u esrim sfirot the makifi pnimi. It's telling you, how is the dikna made? The dikna made is by the 20 sfirot, the makiva pinimi. Shem eser the chokma klulot behem eser de keter. Those are the chokma of toch a keter is referred to. The chokma which is for inside the keter. Hem omdot mehafchot mitata leela. Those are standing from the bottom to top. Eser the chokma. Lemala the eze de keter lemata. That's going to come out that the chokma is above the keter. Vegam atzvirot pratiyot shepikol achad mehem em kenal mitata leila. The also when you subsplit it, the internal parts of it also are going to be formed by the tata mileila from lower to higher. Vechein also when you look at the pnimiut shebekenegdam. Hen esed the chokma lemala, veesed the keter lemata. Aval sfirot pratiyot shvehem, hen beyoshe mileela letata. They are going to be mileela letata. Olam b'makifim. When that's all the openimi. When it comes to the makifim. Lo nidgale kol eschim benichoteha. The 20 of the makifim, those are not revealed to us. Excuse me. Ela shlosh eschim. Excuse me. Mitoch eschim. Only the 13 that we talked about, and not the 20. Behen shmoni svirot de chokma shehem, and these are the 20, the 8 of chokma, which are as follows. Malchut is number 1, Yesod is number 2, Hod is number 3, Netzach is number 4, Tiferet is number 5, Gvur number 6, Chesed number 7, and Bina is number 8. והם עומדו כנגד פנימי דחוכמה שבהם. They are standing in front of the פנימי דחוכמה. And which are bina, chesed, gvuah, tifet, netzer, hod, yesod, malchut. ותחת אלו, and underneath these, נתגלו גם שש ספירות של קטד ובחינות מקיף שהם. And underneath are the קטד שבחינות מקיף שבהם, יסוד, הוד, נצח, תפארת, גבוה, חסד. והם כנגד פנימים לקטד שהם חסד, גבוה, תפארת, נצח, הוד, יסוד. ואופן שמעקיפים לא נגלו בחוכמה וקטע של החוכמה ומלכות בינה וחוכמה וקטע של הקטע הרי 14 בחינות מעקיפים נתגלו בסך הכל בין 20 למעקיפים הן נעשו סוד יגימו תיקון ודיקנה דערבים כי הבינה וחוכמה ויסוד הקטע שהם שניהם יחד אביו תיקון אחד שהם נוצא חסד. Okay, that's a very technical explanation how the Dikna, specifically how the 13th came about, which I don't think we should spend too much time, it will really take us a long time off the off our Kitzur Mahalach over here, so we're going to skip that part, we're going to continue onwards. Nun Betz Od on page Kufav Od Prate Giluyim Da'achampim Shehem Orot Metzach Ve'aynin V'chotem V'apeh Da'achampim. We're going to speak about more detail now. We spoke about in the previous paragraph about the Dikna and how the 13 and how the primary two are the 8th and number 13. Now we're going to speak about the other facets of Da'achampim, which is his forehead, his eyes, his nose, and his mouth. So let's start. At the bottom of page Kufav. Kvar biyanu ki shah patsuf atzilut shem abba v'ima. We know the other patsufim which are abba v'ima v'zehampim v'nukva. Kulam melbishim la'arechampim min agaron dilei v'litata. We know as we look at arechampim and we see what's grafted onto arechampim, we find that zehampim is on the mitivo limata of arechampim and abba v'ima v'yisro sabam tuvuna are from agaron ulimata. Now, Abba ve'ima ad tibor. Abba mi are from the Gaon ad tibor. V'zeh nukva min ad tibor v'lemat. V'hine, kol eilu ad patsufim nukvashim ed arachampim panim, peneyem ponim kaplit ke paniyat peney arachampim atzma lezad amarav. V'lechein, heyot she'arich הפין הוא פרצוף הגבוה בכולם, לכן כאשר הוא עד רצון בעולמות מתחת מעשיים הטובים של ישראל עד פני הרחמפין מאירים על פני, אל פני הפרצוף שלמדתי ממנו שגם הם פונים מסתכלו כלפי פני הרחמפין לקבל ממנו שבע ברכה בסוד באור פני המלך חיים. So we find that the pasuf of our face more or less in the same direction of Arachampin's face, and therefore when the times are good, when we're klali sort of doing what we're supposed to be doing, the shefa is going to come from the panim Arachampin down the dikna, it's going to be showering down the panim of Zehampin Venukva. Hine, lefi sugya, sorry, sugya hitorot shelimata, וכפי מעלת זמן בבחינתו, כת יהיה שפה מפני הרחמפים. So according to the amount of shefa, the seriousness and the intensity of our avodat Hashem, will reciprocate itself by receiving the same intensity of shefa coming down to us from הרחמפים. שפעמים נמשך למטה, האורות של חיוורת ושערות ודיקנה דלי. Sometimes we receive from the חיוורת, as we spoke about, that's a white path on your hair. ושערות from the hair, the דיקנה, will speak from the, will receive from all three areas of the beard as well. פעם אם מתגלה המצר דהרחבים על ידי שערות הראש מתפנים ונמשרום דהר עורף שלו, ואז מהרחמפים הערת מצר שלו למטה. So besides those three areas we just described, which are the שערות, three areas are the חיוורת, the שערות, and the דיקנה. Besides that, you also have another type of place which we can receive שפע, that's from the מצר, with the forehead. וכן לפעמים נשלחות הרעות מעיניים שלו, sometimes we'll receive שפע from his eyes, לפעמים מהפנים שלו, sometimes from his face, ולפעמים מהחותם והפה שלו, sometimes from his nose and sometimes from his mouth. וכל אלו הם מיני השפעות המיוחדות המאירים בפרצופים התחתונים לזכחם יותר להשלימם. לגום המזיבו כדי שגם הם ישפיעו מתוספת הרוד אלו אל התחתונים, ואז כל העולמות מאירים מזהירים באור פני המלך חיים. And the reason for that is that we want to nizachech the tachton. It means we want to cleanse and to rectify the lower paltzufim. So therefore, a great amount of shefa. So if you're taking out your blowtorch burning away all impurities of the metals that you're dealing with. So same thing over here. When we really need these impurities to be removed, so the panim of Al-Khampi, which is the highest place upon it, of Al-Khampim, Kemat, goes and it's megal itself from the hair which is on its face, and we receive either from the forehead, from the eyes, from the nose, all these different areas, which gives chayim, that's what he refers to the prophet, pene chayim, pene melech chayim, that gives shefa. Okay, good. So I think we'll stop it here for now. We'll keep it next time.